Welcome to Grow Great, a leadership podcast for entrepreneurs. I'm Randy Cantrell. It's episode 351 of Grow Great, the podcast, Customer Attraction. What's your brand advantage? Today's show is brought to you by ThePeerAdvantage.com. The Peer Advantage is a small online virtual peer advisory group of entrepreneurs who come together to help each other achieve the trifecta of successful business building, getting new customers, serving existing customers better, and not going crazy in the process. You can learn more by visiting the website, ThePeerAdvantage.com. Dig out that SWOT analysis. It's going to come in handy. Yeah, probably haven't looked at it in a long, long time. Part of figuring out your best moves to ratchet up your branding is to figure out what customers really want, what you're really good at, and what weaknesses exist in the competition. There really isn't any magic to it. It's really a very basic formula to help you create that proverbial competitive advantage. Question, what do your customers most want? Interview your existing customers. Interview prospective customers. Remember, those conversations need to address your space, the things that your company can do for them. Now, it can be really tempting to pivot into areas beyond your expertise or your know-how if you get feedback that is outside the scope of your offerings. And that's fine. You can pursue anything that you'd like. I might suggest interviewing existing and prospective customers about what they most want from a supplier or a provider in your niche. But plenty of entrepreneurs have unearthed brand new opportunities that caused them to ditch their existing plan, and you can do that too. All because clients and prospective clients pointed out something that they needed or wanted more and something that they couldn't have. So, yeah, an opportunity presents itself. Pay close attention. Listen. Keep your eyes open. Spend some time finding out what the current frustrations, what the current shortcomings are. I enjoy asking prospects, no matter what the engagement may be, to describe their worst experience, and then I might follow it up by asking, okay, tell me about your very best experience. And what they say reveals an awful lot about what they love most and what they hate most, along with some really nice details that can give me some insights that, frankly, I couldn't otherwise get. Sometimes the best path to finding out what customers want is to quantify what they absolutely hate. What does your company do better than anybody else? This is what most folks view as their competitive advantage, but really it's just the start. You want to really leverage this strength so that you've got to be willing to go deeper. You know, remember that one-inch drill bit that produces the one-inch hole that the customer wants? We've all heard this story, and it's a really positive illustration. The customer needs and wants a one-inch hole. He could care less about the one-inch drill bit, but he knows if he's going to get a one-inch hole, he's going to need a one-inch drill bit. The customer is not envisioning the one-inch drill bit. The customer is envisioning the hole that he needs to produce with the one-inch drill bit. What is your one-inch hole? Your company has got to provide an equivalent value to your customer. The one thing that you do better than anybody else, that is your point of leverage. You need to know what that is, and you got to be able to articulate it consistently and uniformly throughout your company. The message has to be congruent company-wide. You know, sometimes we have a litany of marketing materials, and we can spread them out on our conference room table, and guess what? Yeah, you know what? They all say something different about our company. Right? I mean, we're trying to put our best foot forward in a million different directions, and we end up putting our best foot forward nowhere. We end up putting our foot in our mouth most of the time, and we wonder why our marketing is falling flat. Well, because it's not working for us at all. We're spending all of this money producing all of this messaging and nobody's listening. One thing. That's tough for most of us. We look at Amazon and we see, well, they're into all sorts of businesses. No, they made their brand by selling books online. Everything else stemmed from that. The Earth's retailer made their name for selling one category of products, just one. Their growth stemmed from that. Their success stemmed from that. But we need to figure out the one thing that we can convey that's going to tip the scales as we're having these conversations with our prospects. We need the one thing that we can really get across that will tip the scale in our favor with the prospect. For Jeff Bezos, it was selling books online cheaper than you could buy at Borders or anybody else. Seemed easy. Well, it was easy for the customer and cheap, and it worked well. Your prospects need and want something. Yeah, sure, they want a lot of things, but you shouldn't try to solve their every problem. What's the one problem that you can solve? What's the one solution that you can best provide? And what's the one solution that you can best provide that nobody else can, or they can't do it as well? Because it's where they're weak. And where they're weak is where you're strong. Start conveying that, and only that. Stop diluting your message. Stop shouting different messages. Get everybody shouting the same thing, and watch how much attention you'll gain. Your marketing doesn't work because it's not unified. Your marketing doesn't work because it's not singular enough. Too many messages, and none of them being heard. Until you get their attention, you can't possibly get their business. Tomorrow, I'm going to be sharing. Yeah, I kind of stunned you with a Thursday episode, I know. Tomorrow's going to be Friday the 13th, and I'm going to be sharing some very personal things with you tomorrow in a more extended episode, a lengthier episode. It might even take you two sittings to listen to it. You're not going to want to, though, because, well, I say I'm sharing some very personal things with you, and I am, but they're professional, too. You're going to want to listen because included are some very big announcements. Yeah, just telling you. It's also going to be the final episode of the year for tomorrow, Friday the 13th. Today's December the 12th, Thursday, a special episode. Be well, do good, grow great. Thank you for listening to Grow Great. The website is growgreat.com. Please rate and review the show to help us grow greater. Lord willing, I will talk to you tomorrow.